Well, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Roberto, and this is my partner over here.
I'm Sebastian.
And, of course, this is We Watch Anime.
Where we watch anime, and then you listen to us talk about anime.
Yeah, I'm the nicer one, so, you know, I'm going to be talking about happily stuff, and, you know, I'm not very judgmental, not as bad as this guy over here, but still.
Okay, so, yes, I am judgmental, but I think this weekend, I just realized why I'm judgmental.
Why?
And it's not, I think that it's not so much that I'm judgmental or I'm elitist or the fact that, you know, I'm looking for particular types of anime or whatever. I think it's that I have less time available to watch anime.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm more critical of the anime that I watch, and I want it to be, to have a certain standard, because I have such little time to watch anime that it's more crucial that I like, that I watch things that I like.
Oh, so okay. Well, that makes
this
sense.
this whole week since we started the podcast, I've been trying to make it a bigger priority to watch anime.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not like I used to when before I had, you know, job and family and stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, more than I have in the past 2 or 3 years. So, and I kept trying to make myself watch it. I even told my wife, I have to watch anime. And I watched no episodes of anime prior to coming over to your place tonight. Zero.
Yeah, I kind of noticed that.
Yeah. So,
especially since we had to watch an emergency anime where we just picked it out of the blue.
I know, but
that wasn't bad.
I think that, yeah, I liked it. We'll talk about that in a second. But I think that's honestly what it is. It's not that I'm super judgmental or hate everything. It's more that I have less time to watch it, so it needs to be good, so that I can feel satisfied that the time I spent watching it was worthwhile.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense, because, you know, I have, like,
you
tons,
have
well, now I have tons of time, but whenever I was in school, you know, yeah, I had no time whatsoever. And actually, whenever I was in school, I actually didn't watch that much anime, but I devoted more of my time reading mangas and comic books.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but that's just because, you know, I can do that, like, you know, in the corner somewhere without somebody saying, what is he watching? Why is he, like, screaming? The hell is that sound? Does that sound like a chick? Is he watching porn or something? It's like, no, it's just I'm reading mangas. And apparently, like, a lot of people just, some people had actually seen me. It's like, oh, what are you reading? Oh, that's cool. Have you tried reading this and that?
Yeah.
And some people even surprised me. It's like, dude, you read anime?
You?
Or anime? You read manga? No way.
Yeah, I don't know, that surprised you. Some of the people that you're like, what are you doing reading this? And other people that you expect, I'm like, I don't know what that is. What are you talking about? You're weird.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's what it is, man. And I'm glad I've come to the realization that it's not that I hate everything, because I was starting to be like, damn, do I really like it, manga? Do I really like anime? Because I seem to hate everything, but
you just have a certain standard that, you know, I understand.
My time is valuable now.
Yeah. Your time is valuable. Mine is not so much, but
I just have more of it on your hands.
Yeah, so I have my time to devote to everything, even if there are. But I'm not going to lie, I do like the cutesy stuff. I do like watching Slice of Life. I like, you know, some of the comedy things.
Uh-huh.
It's the only thing now that's different from back then is I'm starting to dislike watching fan service. If it's too much of it in there, then it's like, no, I can't. Like, there was one, I forget what it was called. It had something to do with a girl being born in a peach. I already forgot the name of it.
In a peach.
In a peach.
Okay.
And she was supposed to be like some sort of warrior, but I already forgot what the name of it was. But the first few scenes, boobs everywhere, boobs bouncing,
panty shots.
Panty shots. And then all of a sudden, it's like they go into their fighting, and then they fight, but there's no like slashing and gore or anything. They're just like, ah, yeah, cut.
Like Power Rangers? Like
watching Power Rangers? Yeah, just as bad as Power Rangers. Well, I'm not saying Power Rangers was bad, but it was like, this should be
nobody
like...
Nobody ever gets hurt, and people are just like, oh, flying around.
Like, oh, you defeated me. I wield, or...
I disappear.
Exactly.
Or explode, and then disappear.
That would be definitely like freaking Power Rangers. What are you talking about at that point? It's like,
Yeah, for real.
I'm just waiting for the Zord to come out with the sword. It's like, hit that macro again and having, you know, attack the strongest... tallest building, not building, but a monster that's around.
Just slash it, and then it explodes, and
you know, do the turnaround where you turn around and
it explodes behind you.
There you go.
Yeah. So that's cool, man. The other thing I've been getting excited about, and I look forward to more and more and more,
mm-hmm.
is that Akon. And for those of you in Dallas like we are, the biggest anime convention that we have in the Metroplex or in the area is Akon, and it's Akon what 25 now? It's Akon 26 this year.
Oh,
Akon
26.
26 this year, and it's only 61 days, 10 hours, and 26 minutes,
you got that
and
precise, don't
counting.
you?
Yeah, I'm on the website and I'm looking at it. It's basically 96, 61 hours to 61 days, excuse me, 61 days to Akon, and I'm getting excited.
I've always been excited. It's like I don't really try to go to too many conventions, I guess, because it just adds to the buildup. You know, it's like I get to do this once a year, and especially now, you know, since I'm really trying to cosplay and all that other fun stuff, so it's even more exciting. Like this year, I'm just gonna do one, but next year, if I get lucky, I'll be able to do two or maybe even three.
Yeah, one a day. I see a lot of people. Well, I don't see or recognize that people are doing them, but closer to Akon, on the post, people start posting that what their schedule is for cosplay.
Dude, I've seen somebody that posts up. They're saying they're doing like six. It's like, dude, you're gonna do one in the morning, one in the afternoon, then the next day another one in the morning, and it's like, really? Wow, that's. And they even have some people even have their own like cosplay specifically for the masquerade ball that happens on Thursday.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. We went last year to the Masquerade Ball. It was okay. It was they were a little strict, which I can understand. The only thing that kind of bugged me is that when our buddies that went, he had a medical issue, and they didn't let him go. They didn't let him go through until he
Put on his
put on his
dress
dress
shoes.
shoes because he had a foot surgery, and he talked to the people in front, and they wouldn't let him in, so he had to go back with his messed up foot, put on a dress shoe, get in there, and then change it, change his shoe. Once he was in there, he changed his shoe once he was
Yeah,
in there,
he did
right?
it. He did. He actually put
Because
it
it was so
on.
painful for him. But they wouldn't let him in without it. And I mean, nobody said anything once he was in. So I don't know why they were such a big deal. I guess they wanted a doctor's note.
I think that's what it was. And I remember posting on there, like, because some other guy went up there. He apparently he wanted to go like in a cowboy type style, but it would involve boots, like cowboy boots, cowboy
Oh, I saw
jeans.
that.
And some kind of, I guess he might have wanted to get it like a nice cowboy jacket, I guess, or something like that. But I was like, I don't know, man. You'd have to actually talk to the admins, and it doesn't really look like it sounds like, you know how they post it up and they tell you your specific requirements. It doesn't look like it meets your requirements, but you might want to ask. And I even specifically said, because last year about what happened to our friend, and then they later, well, I think it was maybe like an hour or 2 hours later, I guess one of the actual admins actually read the post. And they're like, well, no, we're not that strict when it comes to medical things. It's like usually if you give us a week in advance, I'm like,
Exactly, a week in advance.
or like tell us or something. It's like, but dude, this just happened like maybe yesterday or the day before, and we didn't actually
Exactly.
think about it. And I was like, come on. He's in there, you know, he actually has a swollen foot, and you know, he has like a little band-aid or
Yeah,
whatever.
and he went through the trouble of looking for a mask and making sure he had a suit to wear and tie and making sure, you know, he was up to par, except for his one toe. I mean, his one foot. Everything was up to par except for one shoe. Not even both feet, just one foot. I thought it was messed up, but I guess rules are rules. But
But like you said, but like I said, they said they wanted it, but maybe we should have just emailed somebody beforehand. It was like, hey, my friend had surgery and blah
Well,
blah
he
blah. I
also
guess.
didn't tell us that
Oh
hey,
yeah, we didn't even know until like the day before or the day of,
he
wasn't it?
shows up, he's like, man, I can't go. We were like, why? He's like, I had surgery on my foot. And we were like, oh, what shouldn't be a problem? And apparently it was a problem, but
Well, I mean, the good thing was that he still brought the extra, you know, the other dress
yeah,
shoe so he could just
that's
switch
a good
out
thing.
out
So
of
he
it.
was able to switch it out,
And they
yeah.
actually were cool enough to let him, like, go walk in with the backpack, even though he had a backpack with him, just so he could tell him, hey, I'm going to put my shoe in here. It's like, okay, they were cool with that. So
Yeah,
at
which
least they
is
were okay
weird.
with
They're not gonna allow one tennis shoe, but they'll allow a backpack.
Yeah, you got a good point there. Now that I think about it, it's like, wait, really?
The
It's
shoe,
like,
hell
no.
no. That backpack, yeah, that's backpack school.
It's like,
It fits our motif. It fits our motif.
oh, that's terrible. Now that I think about it, it just makes me a little slightly more angry than I was the other day. Just
So,
slightly.
the other thing I want to talk about Akon is as much as I love going, last year was one of the first years that I was kind of let down by the panels Not because of the quality of what they were talking about in the panels, because we went to two panels. I can't remember the guy's name. Who's that older
Oh yeah,
guy?
that older guy. This guy was knew his stuff. He had this stuff set
He.
ready, and even though they tried to interrupt him, he was like, "Let me finish. I will get that to you, get to that eventually,
Yeah.
or during the whatever slide that he
Once
was
I'm
on."
done, or it'll cover this. But that was the reason that I was so annoyed. It's also the reason why I loved him. He knew what he was talking about, and he, gosh darn it, he was gonna get through everything he wanted to talk about. And I love that he didn't let people derail his panel into to serve their own
Personal purpose, I
personal
guess.
preferences or try to steer the panel to where they wanted to go, which happened a lot. It happened so much at AECON 25 that I stopped. We didn't go to any panels on Sunday, and a lot of the panels that we went to on Saturday, where we wanted to go to on Saturday, we just blew off because the ones that we went on Friday and all Saturday morning kept getting derailed by really passionate fans of whatever the panel was about, and I felt like the panelists didn't get a chance to talk about what they were,
Get
hired to do, so
their
get their
message
message
through.
through. And all the people that went to these panels, and some of these panels, we had to wait in line for, we had to get there an hour early because they were so packed. And it's just sad to see that. I mean, one person per panel can ruin, half or most of our day at. And I just really wish the panelists would take a little bit more control over what they're trying to talk about. Only because they're there to talk to more than just one person. They're there to educate, entertain all the people in the room. And it's just, like I said, if you're passionate about something, that's awesome, great, more power to you. But if there's people in the room and someone's trying to educate or entertain other people, I think you should be courteous enough to wait till the end or wait till the question part of that panel. And usually these panels, these panels don't last the whole time that they're allotted for, because they know that if they go the whole way through, they're not gonna be able to ask questions. Then they do ask questions at the end. And like I said, man, I love going to AECON, but last year that was something that irked me, and I know it irked you
Yeah,
because.
I had some parts where moments, especially whenever we went to the Final Fantasy panel, because both me and you, we're big
We're
time Final
super
Fantasy
Final
fans.
Fantasy fans.
Like, we've seen all the videos. We haven't played all the prequels yet, but we're getting there
Yeah, serious.
eventually.
Yeah, we're getting there.
I'll try to play most of the games. I'm not gonna lie, I've gone all the way up to 9. I played 10 for the first maybe like 30 minutes, and then I was
Yeah.
like, no, I can't really do this too much.
Yeah.
But I mean, there was a person there that did, she kept jumping in, butting in, throwing her stuff in, and it was like, come on, let her go. But and I think also it also has to do with the person, hosting the panel.
Yeah.
Maybe it was her. It looked like it was one of her first times doing an
Yeah,
actual
so she
panel,
was a little
so
nervous.
she was more nervous, and she was letting other people, or this girl,
Derail her.
derail her a little too much. But I guess it also comes with experience, because I'm pretty sure
Yeah,
the
maybe you're
other guy
right.
that we went to when we talked about all those, what is
He
it?
done it a couple
Yeah, he's
of
been going at
years.
it for a while, so he knew what he was doing, he was already set and everything.
He was almost like a professor.
Oh yeah,
Like
that was great too.
he was so detailed, and he knew everything that was going on. He didn't let anybody argue with him, because I don't know if you remember, but that was another thing, that panel people were coming in and then starting arguments with the panelists, and then the whole time we were at the panel, it was just the panelist and this one person arguing about some benign fact about just crap that didn't really matter in the scheme of things. And
And
we were left wanting more, man. We were left like we got jipped out of a panel.
yeah, that's true. That's true. It's not very fun. I'm guessing if you just tell people, it's like, hey, try to be a little bit more courteous, man. You're just not. I know you paid whatever, 40, 50.
Yeah,
I'm not
depending on
sure
when
how
you bought them.
much, depending on when you bought it. I know you paid your due, but we also paid
So
as
did we,
well.
exactly.
So, we all have a fair share. We all have a fair pool. I mean, I almost wanted to stand up and say, hey, man, chill out. We're
But
trying to. But at the same time,
can we do that though? Do you think that like you I think that if we did that, the other people would tell us to be quiet and let them talk. I don't know if it's because I don't want to be rude, And like I said, I'm excited too, man. I want to talk to these people. I'm there. I'm at the panel for a reason, because either I know what they're talking about, I want to know more about what they're talking about, or I'm very interested in the thing that they're talking about. And I mean, that's awesome that there's other people that are there and they share the same interest and they're as excited as I am. It just sucks that one person can ruin it for you. And this year, I think I've made it a point to, if someone's doing that, I think I'm going to interrupt and be like, hey, can you hold your questions to the end? Because there's, 100 other people here who are trying to listen to this person, and could you stop with your little narcissism for 30 minutes and let this person talk?
I know, and give him the respect, because it takes a lot of courage
Yes.
just to go up there and,
Oh, I couldn't do
present
it.
your, panel and everything. I mean, heck, me and you sitting here, we have,
In a room by
in a room by
ourselves,
ourselves,
no
and
one's
you,
around.
and we still sit here. It's like, come on, we need to build
For the
ourselves
first
up. It's
5 minutes,
like,
we're like, oh, come on, work it. Let's do it. Okay, here we're gonna go. Here we're gonna go.
like,
Just build the courage. I mean, to do it in front of up to 100 people or so, if it, it can be nerve-wracking. I'm sure, but.
I'm sure it is. So, I also have respect for a lot of the panelists that actually just go up there. Although there are some panelists whenever we did go, I mean, there was like, I guess you could call them workshops or something. They were going to try to help you out, like, I guess get started on a cosplay or,
Yes, I
your
remember the
first
one you're
cosplay.
talking about,
Except they
yes.
kind of just sat there and they're like, yeah, well, what you need is good material and you got to do this.
Baby
And
stuff.
he's like, dude, I already know that. I mean, tell us something we don't know. Like, hey, you can go to this website. They always have deals maybe on
Yeah.
Wednesdays and Fridays. I mean, you can go to Joanna's. Go to Joanna's. Like, I could tell you one right now. Just because whenever I started looking for fabric for my cosplay,
Yeah.
you can actually go to Joanna. Joanna's is a fabric. That's all they do is sell, like, for hobbies. And so it's kind of like Hobby Lobby. Except a lot of times you can go on their website, and a lot of times they have up to 50% off fabrics per yard or whatever, or if not, like, little patterns or whatever, so you can get like a cloak or a shirt or some specific type of pants. You can go like that, or I'm sure there's other websites you can go to. I mean, that's the only one, that one and another one, but that's because the person I work with, the one that's helping me
Knows
make,
about it.
knows about it. So she's the one that gave me, is like, dude, I think this chick
Should have a panel.
should have a paddle of her own, even though all she does is sewing. I mean, but that's perfect.
Yeah, there's a
Sewing, dude.
so.
You could do like 3/4 of your cosplay just knowing about sewing.
Yeah, just knowing how to sew, different techniques,
Yeah, exactly.
different how to stitch a specific type of fabric to get it to do what you're trying to do. Tricks you can do with fabric and sewing. You can make you look ruffled, because there's a lot of anime characters that have like ruffled shirts or collars or
Yeah, and that's also one of the
and
things
all of that
whenever it
is
came
really
to.
just sewing, knowing how to sew it or
Yeah, or using specific materials.
mixing materials so that they look like the materials or give you the look that you want, so you can get that lacy ruffle look without having to spend a buttload of money to do it,
Exactly, and that's
which
what
is
everybody wants. We
everybody
want to,
yes.
look good
Without spending a
without,
crazy amount of money.
we're not professionals, man. We're all just out there trying to have fun, and I'm just trying to, because this year I really liked a specific anime, which is called Log Horizons.
Log
And I
Horizon.
was like, yes. And I met the character. He's like, this character's cool. I like this guy. I want to cosplay him.
What's his name?
And Shiro.
She. Oh, the main character. Yeah.
The main character is
Yeah.
Shiro. And actually, for people who have watched it and for those who haven't, it's also one of those kind of like, what is it, Sword Art Online,
Sword Art Online. Yeah.
where people actually get
Get
trapped
stuck.
inside of a game. The only difference with this one is that they have no idea how that happened. They just logged in one day, and all of a
They're
sudden, bam, they're
stuck.
in there.
They get no explanation.
Yeah, they get no explanation. Not like in the beginning of Sword Art where, what's the main guy? I forgot what his name was. The
Ichigo.
creator.
Oh,
The
yeah.
creator, he actually comes out and says, I have trapped you in here. Don't die. Because if you do, yeah, basically,
Wahahaha.
to get out, you have to do this, this, and this.
So, do they die if they try to log out?
No, they don't die. Actually, they can't die. Well, excuse me. They do die in the game, and they respawn in the cathedral, which is their version of like
Oh,
a
okay.
graveyard. The only thing that
They just
happens
can't
whenever
log
you do
out.
die, yeah, you can't log out. The only thing that does happen is that every time you die, you lose a piece of your memory, like from the old world is what they call it, from the normal world. And
That's
so it's
weird.
pretty cool. I think it's pretty cool. It's like, so little bit by little bit, you can lose yourself, and the only world you will know is the game.
So I haven't watched this anime. I watched like 3 episodes, I think, and I never got to explaining, hey, we're stuck in here because of this. So I guess it never does that.
No, it actually never tells you why you're stuck in there. Well, actually, towards the second season, you finally start, like, it starts hinting out, like, there's a third party involved that actually got them stuck into the game. And the reason they're there is because they're trying to harvest something from them.
So what are they, what if they check off? I'm assuming they're wearing
No,
helmets.
they're not wearing any kind of gear. It's all like computer. They're just playing. It's like playing World of Warcraft, or what is it? Elder
Elder Scrolls
Scroll?
Online?
Yeah, or
It's like
something.
that.
It's just like that. They were just playing one day, and all of a sudden, when the new expansion came out, all of a sudden, phew, big flash of light, bam, you're in the game somehow. You're like,
Oh, they got sucked into the
yeah,
game.
they got like, it's, I guess it's
Oh.
like a vortex. They got vortexed
Okay.
into the game.
I thought it was like SOA where SAO
Yeah, where they
where
have what is it, the Navy gear, nerve
Nat
gear or
Gene,
something.
yeah, I thought it was like that.
No,
Okay.
nothing like that. That's another thing that's good. And then unlike Sword Art Online, where the main character Kirito or whatever,
Yeah.
he's like, you know, one of the lone
Kirito.
wolves, you know, sword fighting guys, whatever. You know, he's basically a badass,
Yeah.
and you know, he has that dual weave and everything. The other guy is an enchanter. An enchanter. All he does is buffs, and that's it. Buffs and everything. But he's more of a
He's a
strategist.
bard.
No. There's actually bards in there too, and they're actually playing like music, and then it just powers you up and everything. It's like, oh yeah, I guess, you know, it's one of those things when you're at the gym. It's like, yeah, I'm listening to my favorite song. I'm gonna run 2 seconds faster.
Yeah, for real.
No, but he's just an enchanter, and you know, he
He
just,
provides buffs.
yeah, he provides buffs, and you know, he has some attack skills where, you know, he does like, I guess what they call it, thorns of something, thorns of binding, and every time like you destroy one of the thorns, it does like 500 or 1,000 damage to your HP points, as long as you destroy that actual thorn that's wrapped around him. I'm not sure how it works, but it's pretty cool. And like I said, he's more of a strategist rather than, you know, go in there, you know, fighting, you know, I can take on, you know, a whole boss by myself, because
Yeah.
that's what Kirito did
Yeah, in the
in
first
one of,
episode.
no, it
First or
wasn't the
second ep second episode.
I think so, yeah, he went in there and did that. And then later on, whenever they fought like one boss where everybody just accidentally got stuck and they were like, shit, we're screwed. And
Yeah.
then that's whenever he finally discloses, oh, I got a second sword and I can dual weave.
Yeah, dual wield it. Woo, that black and that white one, that black sword and that white sword.
Yeah, actually, they're pretty cool swords. If I could
Did
get
you like the
some.
second season of SAO?
I
Where there were
didn't.
fairies?
I'm not. Well, kind
There were
of.
fairy elves or
At that
something?
point, I was like, okay, there's no point to this show
Yeah,
anymore.
I was like, why is there a second season? How is this?
Well, no.
How is it compelling? One, the first,
Well, I
the
understand why he went back in was because
to find
apparently,
that
like,
girl.
500 players didn't, you know, log out. They were still stuck.
Oh.
So there was 500 people that were still stuck in the game,
And one of them was that girl,
and one
right?
of them was his, you know, his wife, his in-game wife, I guess you can
Yeah,
say.
that is now engaged to
An actual live
in
person,
real
like,
life
or, you know,
person
yeah, they kind of
while
basically
she's
sold it
asleep.
off.
Yeah.
That
No,
was kind of
I thought
weird,
that was
but
weird.
whatever.
And I understand that. That was cool, but I didn't understand like why there was a need. I guess because it was so popular. Maybe that's why they had it.
Well, no, I mean, the Sword Art Online is actually based on a novel, a Japanese novel, and the novel still keeps going. And
Okay.
it goes into from there, and then it goes on to another series where it's called like Gun Gals.
Gun gals.
And I've not seen Gun
Gunslinger
Gals because
girls.
after, yeah, basically, actually, yeah, most of them are girls in there,
Yeah.
with the exception of a few guys that actually do play it. And then apparently, the strongest character you can get is for a guy at least, is a chick looking dude. It's like a
Of
very
course.
feminine looking, and apparently it
The
has
blood
like,
elf.
yeah, basically the blood elf from World
Wow.
of Warcraft. It's like, yeah,
Yeah.
you're just very feminine like, but you got all these buffs too on top of all that for whatever
Huh.
reason. But yeah, at that point I kind of just stopped just because I was like, no. But I guess they tried to. I don't know what exactly how it goes, but I'm judging by the commercials that I've seen on, what is it, Toonami or
Yeah.
whatever.
They say it was on Toonami?
Yeah, it's on Toonami. They're barely
Oh.
starting the new, I guess it's the third season.
Oh, really? Man, that's one of the problems with not having cable. I don't know if, like.
I thought you had
Yeah, I
what is
have
it?
Netflix and I
Oh,
have.
but you don't actually have AT&T, the UVerse
I do,
crap?
but only for internet.
Oh, okay,
I
that
don't
makes
have
sense.
cable because I never really watched it. And Netflix and Hulu and Crunchyroll and HBO Go basically give me all the TV that I
Yeah, I
ever
understand
need,
that.
you know?
Like, I have it here, and I'm like, the only reason I haven't shut it off is because I lose all my discounts.
Oh, okay.
Because I still have it, the first year discount crap. So, you know, once my first year is up, I'm like, screw TV. I don't need this. I can stream everything.
Yeah, stream everything. That's
and you
that's
know what and buy do. And buy whatever subscriptions, and it'll be like half as much as what I pay spent on TV. I mean, especially whenever I heard Friends was on Netflix. I know Friends has nothing to do with anime, but I just like the show. It's like Friends and How I Met Your Mother, but I already finished that. But that's another story.
Yes,
and maybe another podcast. If I decide to make one for that.
It's over. I'm gonna make a podcast about a show that's been over for like 2 years now.
Oh yeah, there you go. Right. It's like nobody cares anymore. We're wrong with your life.
You should have done this when it was popular.
Hey. I didn't have the abilities or the drive to do that back then, I guess.
Yeah. There or anybody to do it with. It was just gonna be you in a room, quiet.
Isn't that what some people do?
An orange glow of your screen.
That's terrible.
Yeah. Terrible. The other thing, what else were we going to talk about?
The article that you found.
Remember? Oh, yes. So I thought it'd be interesting to do something that involved Japan, since our main interest revolves around Japan and is about Japan and
or the Japanese culture in general.
Japanese culture in general. And I'm trying to find it right now. I think I lost it, which is awful. It's awful timing.
Pretty bad timing. Pretty serious. Bad timing. But, you know, like, I think I was also telling you earlier, it's like, well, since we're talking about Japanese culture and all this stuff, most of us up over here embrace the Japanese culture, and, you know, we love it. And then sometimes, I can see why we take it overboard. And it's causing other people to other people to actually look at us in a derogatory way or something. I guess that's the right word. And they'll actually have come up with a few names for us, which one of them, which kind of, I didn't even know what it meant until I actually saw it somewhere on...
Otaku?
Well, there's otaku, but I don't think that one's actually, I think that's an actual Japanese word, I think, right?
Okay. Yeah, it is.
And actually, I'm not really sure. I think that's the person that's just shut in, I guess, isn't it? Is a shut
in? I thought otaku was someone that just, like, is crazy over anime and that's all they do.
Yeah.
Anime and manga.
Is that what it is? Maybe. I don't know the exact definition. I just know that a lot of people, but most people embrace that name if they call themselves otaku and everything.
Yeah, I've seen.
But, I mean, nobody's going to embrace. What is it that one that you told me? Is it that word that you told me? You said Rice King?
Rice Kings. Those are guys that, like, are super into Asian culture and Asian women and stuff.
Yeah, you said that one. I'm like, really? Why would somebody go around? That actually sounds very demeaning in two ways. One, to the Asian community. Like a male Asian community, because it's like Rice King, really? Are you going to go around and calling somebody? It's like, it sounds like going around saying the N-word or, you know, going to a Hispanic person and call him, you know.
Wetback?
Wetback. Or, you know, I'm not going to say, I don't want to say either of them just because, you know, I just don't want to do it. But
yeah.
The other one is actually Weeboo. I think that's how you say it, Weeboo.
So this is one I've never heard of. Where'd you...
At first time I found it was I was just on iFunny, and I was just looking, going through there, and then I just started reading some of the comments. It was like, and it says, "You stupid little weeboos, go to Japan." I'm like, "Go to Japan, weeboos."
So, what did you Wikipedia it?
I just Googled it, and I said weeboo, and it just says it's a person. It's kind of like saying otaku, but it sounds very demeaning because you just say weeboo, and then a lot of times when people do say it, they say weeboo, go back to Japan, or you're American, or act more American, or something like that.
Okay, so read me the definition you got off of the internet.
Let's see if I can find it again, if this thing decides to load up eventually.
Oh, you should.
Someone who is obsessed with the Japanese culture, and then now I got a stupid fucking pop-up that
read
pops
much?
Up.
Come on, Robert.
All right, now I lost it again.
Awesome.
All
this
right.
This is great planning.
Hey, I had it, but apparently it decided as like I decided to get spam in here.
Same
like,
with me. I had it, and then I went to go pick it up, pull it up, and then it was gone. And I was like, no.
An attempt to act as if they were Japanese.
Start over and read it again.
Okay, I'm sorry. Someone who is obsessed with the Japanese culture, anime, and attempts to act as if they were Japanese, even though they are far from it. They use Japanese words, but usually end up pronouncing them wrong and sounding like total assholes. You can find a lot of these faggot clogging up the forums of Gaia Online, hanging out in the international aisles of the supermarket, or crowding the manga section of your local bookstore. Apparently, there's a synonym. It's called Wapanese.
Wapanese. Wapanese.
Yeah. I'm like,
that's funny.
But I guess, you know, it makes sense that people are, you know, they're probably not into anime, and you know, they're obviously gonna start saying crap.
Well, yes, and I think what I was trying to say is not just people that are into anime or manga, it's people that are trying to behave as if they are from Japan. So, for example, one thing that people go around doing and saying is that they start adding prefixes and suffixes to their names. Like Chan and San and what's the other ones? Goon and stuff.
Yeah.
And that is a little irritating. It's pretty irritating to me.
I just think it's funny. It's like, okay, I mean, it's funny, but I mean, I'm not going to sit down and be like, shut up, you little weeboo or you little
rice. See, it'd be funny if they were doing it. To me, it'd be funny if they were doing it ironically, but they're not. They're doing it like that's just how they refer to each other as. Or they'll give themselves like Japanese names, and then they'll just add sound to it. Or even worse, they'll just be like Robert Kun.
That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna start calling you Robert Sebi Kun. Is that okay with you? Sebi Kun.
No, that's not okay. You can call me Kunu.
Kunu.
Or just Sebi. It's just something people refer to me at work because I look like I'm Samoan.
That just sounds racist.
I know it is. It is.
Racism everywhere, even in the Hawaiian culture, apparently.
But, yeah, I can see that being annoying or just being, like, taking people off, getting on their nerves. Because it kind of annoys me, not to the point where I'm like, oh, you're all weeboos, or whatever, however you explain it, or however you say it. But
for Wapanese.
I don't understand why, like, it's that big of a deal. I mean, in the end of the day, it doesn't affect you how people talk to each other.
Yeah,
and, I guess and if they're not going around doing it to, you know, strangers or their parents or
I don't know. Last
at
year
work,
I don't know. They might, and then everybody's gonna start looking at you weird. But I remember last year, whenever we were at a con, I remember there was a guy just walking around saying like really high pitched, like "Oh, Nicha!" I'm like, "That was wrong."
Oh yeah, that's.
It was just random. I mean, at that point, I was like, "That's just weird." But I mean, we're at an anime convention. Obviously, we're gonna hear all that kind of stuff. So I mean, I'm mentally prepared to hear everything and anything.
But imagine if you heard that in everyday life.
That'd be just be funny.
Because it's not even like Japanese people do that because they don't. It's just what people put in mangas or in anime, and they're like, oh, and they just start acting like if they're in a manga or anime. And I don't know if they think that's how Japanese people are or what, but that's not how Japanese people are. Because I've known several Japanese people that are born and raised and then just came over here, and they're not like that at all. they find it pretty annoying and aggravating.
Yeah, that's actually kind of funny.
Well, the ones that I met anyway.
Oh, well, yeah, you know.
Because, you know, there's, especially in Japan, there's a lot of niche cultures and subcultures that are, you know, separate and just isolated by themselves from, I guess, main culture or what's normal. But yeah, the ones that I've met and got to know, they find it pretty annoying. It's kind of annoying. And on that subject, I guess we've talked about this enough, but on that subject of what Japanese people find annoying, you want to know what a Japanese survey uncovered that are the most unforgivable acts or habits of a partner in a relationship?
What is?
Okay, so this is off TokyoDesu.com, and it's basically things, it's like the top 25 things that will get you dumped in Japan. And let me just read the article to you. So it says, recently we looked at the Facebook posts most likely to get you blocked by Japanese friends. But did you know where? But today we're talking about the habits that will get you dumped in Japan. An internet-based survey asked 250 men, 250 women about bad manners that could not be forgiven in a partner. The highest-ranked reason for both men and women was noisy eating.
Noisy eating. Really?
Noisy eating. If you're allowed. Eater,
like slapping or whatever.
Yeah, smacking your teeth, smacking your gums while you're eating, or slurping, or I guess eating with your mouth open, or sucking on your beverages, whatever you're drinking. That's gonna get you jumped.
You know what's funny is that you know almost 3/4 of all animes. That's usually how somebody eats it.
Okay.
So it's like really, that's just like false information.
So the article goes on to say. Which may come as a surprise to foreigners who've experienced surround sound slurp in any Japanese ramen restaurant, but we can only assume that this refers to food that doesn't involve culinary expected noises. So not like when you're eating ramen, because when you're eating ramen, I don't know if you've heard this saying, but ramen doesn't taste good if you don't slurp it.
Okay. Yeah, I think I've heard that before.
One of my Japanese friends told me that ramen doesn't taste as good if you don't slurp it. You have to slurp it. I guess you're talking about when you're eating rice or you're eating sushi and you're just smacking away on your gums.
Or I'm guessing like if you're actually somewhere where, you know, you're supposed to have more manners than, you know. Yeah, I'm assuming if you're eating ramen, you're just at like a little local bar or something or a small restaurant where everybody just like you said, slurping away like crazy. But if you're actually like in a nice restaurant, I'm assuming, you know, you're gonna have to have some etiquette.
And eating sushi, or
eating sushi is obviously easy. You just pick it up with sticks,
or just like I guess rice, or you know, something that doesn't involve you having to
make that
noise to eat. That's gonna get you dumped in Japan, both men and women. So, listeners, if you're dating someone from Japan and you're a noise eater, watch out, because they're gonna dump you. It's probably gonna be tomorrow.
All right, so what's number two?
All right, so the article goes on to say, women who sit with their legs open may find themselves looking for a new partner. Soon, as men named that habit the second worst, while women chose firing off spittle while talking, both gender-selected noisy, always noisily chewing gum as their third most dumpable offense.
Chewing gum?
Chewing gum loudly or smacking your gum while you're eating is going to get you dumped a third of the time if you do that in Japan. So for those of you trying to go to Japan and possibly hook up with someone who's Japanese and make a family there, don't chew your gum loudly. Never open your mouth when you're chewing gum or you're going to get dumped.
Obviously, number two, where it said the girls, you know, who sit with their legs open, obviously, you know, I think that's a universal sign. I'm not
why gonna, though, but like, I mean, anything that. First of all, it's nothing that involves you. Like, if she's doing it, all you have to do is not look down to her legs, and you don't even know it.
Yeah, but still, I mean, I'm thinking around them. Like, what if people see them? It's like obviously, it's like, hey, this girl's not, you know, very proper. She's not very ladylike. I mean, come on. Are you going to go and take your wife to somewhere to eat and, you know, she's just sitting like this, you know, all spread and everything, you know?
Are you going to be okay with that? I guess. Not cool with it, but I wouldn't be like, you sit with your legs open. I'm divorcing your ass.
Yeah, well, obviously, you know, you've gotten to the point where, you know, you're kind of comfortable with having it. But I mean, what if you were on
your
first
date? That's like a dumpable offense, like, within the first three dates.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like this, I'm assuming this is what the article is taking.
No, it just says in relationship. It didn't specify within a certain time frame or not.
I'm pretty sure
it is. So if you're married for 15 years and you start opening your legs while you sit down, you're getting divorced.
I'm pretty sure it doesn't. I'm pretty sure this time frame is probably like, you know, within the first, you know, couple of days.
But it doesn't specify, Robert. It's a possibility.
It's probably implied.
It doesn't.
Because, you know, obviously, you know, you're not going to go with somebody, be with somebody like years and years, and all of a sudden they're gonna start slopping and, you know.
Yeah.
And then you're like, no, I don't want to be with you. You know, okay. I'm assuming this is like, you know, first few dates, first five dates.
It doesn't say, so I'm going to assume that it's like forever. It goes on forever. Okay, and you're going to give it a three-date minimum for you for the zip supply?
That's what I said. I give it about three dates.
Okay, so let's break it down into categories. Okay, traits men can't forgive in women. So if you're a man, these are the things that you're going to dump a woman for. Okay, so number one, noisy eating. Mm-hmm. We already discussed that. Number two, sitting on the train with legs apart. Sitting on train with legs apart.
Okay.
Because all of a sudden, okay. Always noisily chewing gum. Mm-hmm. And the next one is firing off spittle while talking. So again, having it rain when you talk to somebody.
Yeah. I can see why anybody would dump you for that.
Yeah. If you're a girl, learn how not to spray it. But learn to say it and not spray it. Okay. All right. Getting drunk and grabbing someone nearby is number five. Okay. Getting drunk and grabbing someone nearby.
That's grabbing somebody that's not you.
I guess. not just, you know, grabbing their junk or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember, these are by women. Okay. Okay. Here's another one, which I found weird, and I don't know why people would care for it at all. Let me see if you think the same thing.
Okay.
Drying hands on clothes after washing them. Drying hands on clothes after washing them. I don't know about you, but I do that at like a third of the time. I use paper towels. The rest, I'm just drying it on my clothes. Is it going to dry anyway? What does it matter? By the time I get back to you, it's probably going to be dry.
Yeah, but you got to understand, you know, we're talking about the Japanese people. I'm pretty sure most of these people are, you know, I guess they care a little bit more about that. I mean, personally, I wouldn't care if, you know, some chick is like, eh, whatever. Okay, that's fine. I don't care.
Okay, then, okay, fine.
I wouldn't care too much. But you got to remember, you have to see through their eyes, not okay. our eyes, where, you okay. know. I'm pretty sure some things are, you know, have to be done properly, and, you know, other things, you know, no, they're unforgivable. I guess, like this article says, they're unforgivable.
Okay, but what if there's no towels?
Then you blow them dry. Or
you just sit there.
So, yeah, there you go.
You're just going to pass out from lack of oxygen? There you go. Why? What happened to them? I passed out. There wasn't any paper towels in the restroom.
How would they even know that you dry?
That's what I'm saying. By the time you get back, it's more like it's going to be dry.
Yeah, unless you know you're caught in the act. If you do it in front of them, you're like, wash your hands. And I'm assuming, you know, how would they get away with that? Like, you know, maybe they're at the park or something and they got their hands dirty.
It's and like, no, not only that, but and if they wear dark clothes, you're never going to find out anyway.
Yeah, I understand that.
You're never going to find out.
Then you're kind of
yeah, screwed. White or some other light color. They're never going to know. Just and the girl is just on the skirts, you know?
Yeah.
On the, you never find out.
Usually skirts are always blue or dark black or
okay,
something.
So here's...
That's just going according to animes.
Here's number seven. Here's number seven. Slamming car doors at all times. Slamming car doors at all times. I thought people in Japan, most people in Japan don't have cars.
Yeah, I thought they just walk. They walk bicycles because
bikes, train, or I guess taxis. But I guess when you're on a date, maybe you take a taxi as opposed to walking, riding a bike, or going to the train because it's more intimate, and you don't have to try to fit it. But even then, how often are you gonna be in a car? And it's not even like house doors. It says specifically says car doors. Car doors.
I guess maybe it's a sign of I didn't enjoy this date at all or something. I'm guessing. I don't know.
It doesn't make sense. It's fucking weird.
That one's a little off to me. It's like, but so, I can kind of see it. But like I said, maybe you know they didn't enjoy the date. They think if it's rude or
what if
like,
it's at the beginning of the date.
Oh well, just
pissed you off.
You obviously maybe, don't maybe know they, this isn't going well for the rest of the night.
Maybe it's too aggressive. They're like, fuck this door. If you don't care about the door, how are you going to treat me, I guess? Fuck that door.
But wait, is that for guys or chicks?
This is things that men can't forgive in women.
Oh, so, well, this is for a chick.
Yes, if a girl slams a door, I'm dumping her ass according to this, survey.
Okay.
You too. Like, you too. If a girl slams her doors, you gotta dump them.
Oh yeah. Okay. Fine. Okay. Fine.
Number eight. I don't really know what this is. It says always talking in two-channel net lingo.
Two-channel net. I don't know what that is. No idea what that means. Either.
It's only. It was only 24.8% of the responses. This is a poll that was taken.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're just gonna jump over that one. Here's one that I found that. I do not know a woman that doesn't do this.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I do not know a man. I do not know a woman that doesn't do this, especially my mom or your mom or just Mexican moms in general.
Yeah, you got to remember, Mexican.
Yeah, okay. Using her foot to close the fridge door. Everybody does this. No wonder people in Japan don't date. Everybody does this. Everyone does this.
Oh, that is actually funny. What if you're funny.
Like... Usually, yeah, when you're going to the fridge, your hands are going to be full or carrying something. So how do they expect you to do it? I mean, I guess you could use your shoulder, but that's
just
hard
nub
to just
it with your hands again or something. Like
or,
with
the what? Plate or just whatever? Leave it open, drop your stuff off, and then go back and close it. But in the meantime, you're letting all the cold air out.
Apparently, they want to let the cold air out. I guess it's more important to let the cold air out than to close it with your foot. Apparently,
everybody does this. Everyone does this. Oh. Japan is doomed. No babies are going to be born in Japan. But I guess it's only 19.6. So 19.6% of the population, or male population, would dump a girl for using her foot to close the fridge.
That's funny, man.
And this is the last one I'm going to do. There's a couple more. but I'm gonna stop for, on the women's side. Getting all lovey dovey regardless of who's around. So PDA.
Yeah, personal. Okay.
PDA. PDA will get you dumped 18% of the time.
Why?
If you're a woman,
I thought most. Or if you're a woman.
If you're a woman and you're displaying PDA towards your male, towards your partner.
Oh, so this is a for this is a still on a guy's pet peeve.
Yes, these are guys' pet peeves.
Okay.
So if a woman freaking
maybe goes all on your dummy, I would assume maybe it's because they don't want to look less manly, like I guess, because they're trying to keep
a manly status. I can kind of see this one because it's kind of like a I guess it's not respectful to do so.
Yeah, I
can it's rude, see that. I guess. So I can that one's the first one that I can actually kind of see. Mm-hmm. But still, I can kind of see this. But still, all right. Well, let's move on to the things that guys will women traits women can't forgive men. So if you're a guy and you're dating a Japanese woman, here's what you need to do to not get dumped. These are the things not to do.
So you don't get dumped.
So these are the things that you need to avoid
doing
so that you can stay in your relationship with your Japanese lady. Okay. Number one, noisy eating. Stop smacking your gums.
Okay.
Stop smacking them gums. Stop slurping your sodas. Okay.
A soda tastes better when you slurp it.
Number two, learn to say it and not spray it.
Oh, okay.
So firing spittle off again. It's number two. Number three, always noisily chewing gum. Again, don't smack. Don't smack your gums.
Okay.
Number four, getting drunk while grabbing anyone nearby. This can be a problem for sure.
Oh, yeah, especially on a guy because it's like, this is going to cause a whole bunch
of tension. Heap of trouble. Or what you could do if you're on the office like Michael Scott, is if maybe they're getting confused as to who is their partner, what you do is you take a marker and you mark them on their hand without them noticing so that this way you know who you're grabbing. You're looking for the mark. Look for the mark so you can tell them apart.
Like, well, what if somebody else has also done this? And
you make your own special mark. You don't just do a line. You got to do your special mark.
I guess
it's like a brand.
See, if I'm pretty drunk, I'm not gonna remember. I'm just gonna draw a line and say screw.
Yeah, well, you do it beforehand. You do it beforehand. Before you get drunk, you plan ahead.
But I still need that liquid courage to actually get me up to the date.
I guess.
So, you know, I'm going to be pretty, you know, I'm just kidding. But, yeah, okay, I can see this. Yeah, I'm seeing a pattern here. Both male and female kind of hate the same thing.
Yeah, seems like that. Okay, so number five, always talking on Net Channel 2 lingo. It moved up. I don't know what Net Channel 2 lingo is.
Here,
we're not Facebooking it. No, maybe it's like a Boost Mobile, like walkie-talkies. Maybe it's like walkie-talkies.
Okay, I'm just going to Google this after. Well, whatever. Keep going.
Okay. Drying hands on clothes after washing them again.
Okay.
Getting all lovey-dovey. Moved way up. Because I think it was like 10.
Yeah, I think that was number 10.
This is number 7.
Number 7.
We're at 7 now.
Okay, so I'm assuming they're wanting their guy to be more manly during, I guess.
Yeah.
Outside and as a display or something.
I guess so. So guys, no PDA. No PDA for dating a Japanese woman.
Unless you have him already in your house.
You're going to get dumped 36% of the time. That's like half.
Okay, yeah. I like your math there.
That's like half. Slamming the car door, I guess.
Again?
It's number 8.
Okay, then I guess. Actually, I think it was number 8 on the other one.
This is a new one. Number 9. We're at number 9. Grabbing handfuls of free ketchup from McDonald's or other fast food restaurants. I guess that's being cheap. I guess it's embarrassing. Because it is kind of embarrassing if you're like, if there's this huge bag of a huge bucket of ketchup and you just grab a handful and stuff them down your pants. Like,
why would you need that much? Most you would probably need
just buy ketchup. If you want ketchup that bad. Just buy some ketchup.
I guess I can see that one.
But yeah, but that'll get you dumped 27% of the time.
I think that would get anybody dumped even here.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. Okay, so here's number 10. It's the last one we're going to do for this article, for this section, I guess.
For women, at least.
But. For real. Is writing nothing but LOL ROLFL on Facebook, Twitter, and other media.
I guess that's, like I said, maybe it's just not manly, a manly thing to do. It's just kind of makes
that's kind of annoying, though. That is kind of annoying to me. If if you have nothing more interesting to say about a video than LOL or a comment than just LOL or RFLL or whatever, ROLF.
I guess it also shows immaturity, too, I guess.
Maturity, you know, just, yeah.
I don't think anybody, you know, our age would ever use that kind of stuff anymore unless, you know, unless you know you're talking to somebody younger than you and, you know, you're just trying to be cute.
I'm not saying you don't do it at all, because I do it, but constantly doing it, if that's all your, like, if all your videos that you share or comments that you make are LOL or
I guess ROSL. Yeah, I guess that makes sense, because, you know, whenever, sometimes if I post something up or whatever and the only response I get is K or LOL, is like, really?
That's all you have to say? Why didn't you respond anyway?
I was like, yeah, I would have been happier if you didn't put anything.
Yeah. I might as well have not said anything.
I was like, I would have rather had no comments instead of, you know, your LOL.
I'd rather not hear from you ever again than read this LOL that you just sent me. Go die. Go die now.
In a hole somewhere.
For real. So that's, I guess. So one of the things that I was worried is sitting with your legs apart on the bus was something that... okay, so never mind. I just confused myself. My bad, dog. My bad.
Oh, no.
So, yeah. Remember to take these hints or these tips if you're dating a Japanese person. Don't do those, because you're going to get dumped. And then you're going to cry. And then you're going to swallow in self-pity. Drink a buttload... Eat a buttload of ice cream. Drink a buttload of liquor. And then just... make yourself terrible, terribly sad. Terribly sad.
Are you trying to imply something?
What? How is it?
I don't know. I'm just messing with you. Oh, that's nice to know. That's nice to know.
So, yeah. So, the other thing we did is we watched... Ace of Diamond?
Oh, yeah.
Ace of the Diamond.
Yeah, I think it was like... And we watched two episodes started, and that's actually not that bad.
Yeah, it's your first sport anime.
Yeah,
it was
my first sport. And usually I try to avoid any kind of sports anime because I think it's like, no, this doesn't really catch my...
They're your harem to my... to me.
I guess.
They're so. My harem to your sports.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, that's what it is, but...
Yeah.
I've only actually read one, and I got kind of bored really quick, and that was called, I want to say it was called Strikeout, but I could be wrong. And it was a manga that I was reading.
Baseball manga? Strikeout?
Yeah, it was a baseball manga, and the whole, I guess the plot of this was, there was this baseball player, and I guess he was the pitcher, and he would get paid for every strikeout he would do. He would get paid, like...
That's a weird way to play. Yeah. Would ready to get paid.
Yeah, yeah. He would get paid, like, I guess, like $10,000 or something for every strikeout he would get. But at the same time, for every hit that, you know, he would, you know, give...
They take away
$100,000.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
That's so ridiculous. I'm pretty sure,
it was a larger amount.
He owed them money.
Yeah, so it could be that you could end up playing and owing them money. So it was like, but at the same time, I was like, oh, this is kind of cool and kind of interesting. But I kind of just gave up after like 10 chapters. I was like, okay,
it doesn't seem very compelling.
Yeah, it didn't.
I'd be in trouble. I would not be able to get around the loopholes. How is this guy making any money?
Yeah, yeah, I understand that. Unless, like an Ace of Diamonds, this guy's actually pretty good.
But even then, most of the time...
You know, you're going to have people that, you know, are going to hit the ball or, you know, actually hit a home run.
Yeah, if what you're saying is true, it's 10,000 for a strikeout, 100,000 for a hit.
It was something like that. Let's just go with that. If
that's what it is, he'd have to strike out 10 people in a row, and then one hit would offset that.
I know, but I guess that's the whole point. The whole point is
that they would win every game. They'd win every game. Most of the time in a baseball game, you don't. First of all, you can't pitch that many times. Most pitchers can't make it through a whole game without getting a ball.
See, I don't know that. I've never.
I'm just telling you. First of all, they have pitchers that they switch out during different parts of the games. Like, there's a closer, which usually is the last three innings of a, mm-hmm. of a baseball game, and then they'll have a starter, which, you know, pitches most of the game, and they'll usually just switch you out just because, one, there's a pitch count in baseball. Like, okay. after you throw so many pitches, I think in a game or in a season, you can't throw any more pitches.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Because it messes up your arm so bad. It's so demanding on your pitching arm.
Yeah, yeah, I understand.
That if they overpitch or they pitch too much, it wears out your, what's this part called? Your rotator cuff?
Yeah, rotator cuff. Yeah, there you go.
Your rotator cuff, and then your arm falls off.
That's terrible. Well, I can see why they would do that, but. Yeah, well, that was the whole point of the... Well, that was one of the plots, but I never got actually kept going after that, so maybe the plot would change.
So what you're saying is that it's no Hajime no Ippo.
Huh?
So what you're saying is that it's no Hajime no Ippo.
Yeah, of course not. Nothing compares to that, even though I've never...
fighting spirit.
I've never either read it nor watched it, and I don't plan on doing it anytime soon.
Why? You'll like it.
I will. Well, you know, this one, like I said, Ace of Diamonds got me into it, but...
I guess.
It's just because this one has a little bit of a slice of life into it as well.
Okay, so now that you're going to be watching this, don't watch all of them in 1 week. Because then I'm going to come back here tomorrow next week, and then you're going to be finished with the freaking show, and I'm going to be on like on episode 4.
It's all right. Dude, I have like 4 other animes I can watch. I'll just space them all out okay. between all the other 4.
Luckily, I don't work Monday or Thursday, so I'll have some time to watch something, and I'll make sure to take notes so that we have stuff to discuss.
Because uh-huh.
this week, like I said, I could not make any time. Having a life mm-hmm. and watching anime do not go together.
That's why you have to have no life. Like
they do not go together, man.
Although, you know, technically, I still do have a life. I still put time aside to do all my stuff and then still watch anime. Usually I do it at work because yeah, you know, I'd rather get paid to watch this and all that other
for
stuff.
For real. But, like, this week, I was off Wednesday. And still didn't get one episode in. I didn't give it one episode. I, from the moment I woke up to, say, like 9, 10 o'clock, I was busy the whole time.
That's true.
It's so annoying not to be able to enjoy your day off, even if you're not trying, even if you're, like, all you want to do is just sit around and do nothing.
To know are you that sure that's just not what happened? You just sat around and didn't do nothing?
No, like, I was all cool. over the place. I was all over the place. I went to Fry's. I went to Home Depot like 5 times.
Why? Why would you have to go 5 times? Did you not make the right plans the first
no,
time?
No, like, so the first time I went, I thought I got everything that I needed. And then I came back and I was like, damn, this isn't the right stuff. So then I went back. And then when I went back, I was like, I need to return this. They're like, where's your receipt? I was like, damn. So I had to go back to the house. I got my receipt. Went to Home Depot. So that's 3 times. Okay, that's 3 times. I went there, returned what I wanted, got the stuff, right? Came back to the house, used as much of it as possible. Then realized, while I was there, I should have got this. I should have got this, and this for my garden that I'm doing.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, dang.
He's doing a Japanese garden, guys.
I need to go back. So I go back. And I got what I wanted. Then I came back to the house. And then I got what I needed, but I didn't get enough of it. So I was like, damn. And I had to go back. And then, plus I had to go to work to pick up all my tools. Because I keep my tools at work because I'm an electrician. I'm an electrician by trade, and when I'm not watching anime, so I had to go pick up my tools, and when I got there, I was like, damn, I don't have my ID, so I had to go back to the house, pick up my ID, go back to work, pick up my stuff, then go back to the house, and then I also, previous to all that, I went to Fry's. I spent like an hour and a half, 2 hours at Fry's. Our local mega electronics store. Mm-hmm. Went to Fry's. I bought some stuff there. It took me like 2 hours to figure out and make sure that I got the stuff that I wanted and it's the right stuff. And then I went back to the house and I was like, damn, I need to go to Home Depot to get all this so I can install this. So then the Home Depot chain happened.
You know, this could have been easily avoided with proper planning, right?
I understand that, but whenever you go somewhere and you're like, okay, I need this, and then you go and get it, and then you don't realize that the stuff that you're getting isn't the right size.
proper planning.
Not because of planning, but because you weren't unable to, you were, I was unable to foresee that the stuff that I was getting was wrong, because I was like, okay, I need to go to the store and get this, 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 and this. And I've never done any of this stuff, so.
And then you were like, damn.
So I went, and then I was like, damn. It's mostly because I've never, the stuff that I'm doing is installing the security cameras. I may as well just say it. Installing security, I've never installed security cameras, so I didn't know what I needed. So I was like, okay, these are the things that I think I need. Let me go get them. Damn, they're the wrong size.
You were like, damn.
Exactly. Damn.
That's terrible. That's,
I know it is, terrible. But still.
See, all that waste of time when you could have just been watching precious, precious anime.
Yeah, serious. Serious.
Or mangas. Or hell, just doing anything other than doing that.
I wish Crunchyroll had more dubbed stuff.
I don't.
I do.
Actually, they do have a few.
It'd make it more easy. It'd make it easier for me to be able to watch. Well, I mean, you can just watch anime.
Netflix. Netflix just has just about every anime that's already bit subbed. And
just
dubbed.
About, but not all of them. Like, Knights of Cydonia is dubbed, which I love dubbed. That's amazing. I can't watch it subbed. It's. I don't like it.
I think I'll watch it subbed. It was subbed.
But oh, they don't. But they don't have Hunter x Hunter dubbed.
I don't give a damn about that Hunter x Hunter.
Or
actually, I haven't gotten around to it.
Fairy Tail is dubbed. Fairy Tail is
I
dubbed.
I watched about 5 episodes, and I. It's one of those things where I just can't get around the whole. I'm going to call out the name of the attack, and you're going to stand there as I call out the name of my attack and let
they're
it charge
not, They're not actually standing there while they call out the name of the attack, Robert. It's just so that people know what they're doing. It's a...
Dude, if I know you're going to unleash your fireball, obviously I'm going to know what to do okay, or how to counter it.
One, it's a way of letting people know what is being performed. Not the people that they're fighting, but the audience. Two, it's a way to eat up time.
Yeah, but I'm assuming after Natsu does it about 3 or 4 times, you're going to get the gist of what he's doing. You don't have to necessarily call it out to the audience.
Which is why I said the second thing is it eats up time in the show so that they don't have to actually, you know, so that they can, it takes longer for the manga to come out.
Z all over again.
How is it Dragon Ball? They don't call out most of the moves, though.
No, I know, but Dragon Ball Z, he takes like 5 episodes
yeah,
to do
a spare ball. One of the reasons is because they can't call out episodes. If you're having to call out, you know, Fireball Dragon 5 times 3, you know, if you say it...
To the fifth power.
Exactly. If you say it like, you know, 40 times, it adds up to a long time. Yeah. It's a whole show, at least, that you didn't have to write a filler for.
I guess. I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure there are fillers in Fairy Tail, but I'm hoping not.
I don't know. Like, I've only watched 2 episodes.
I've gone to 5.
Something to do with magic, something to do with some keys.
And a dragon. Actually, there's a few dragons, I think.
I see.
Like I said, after a while, I'll start Wikipedia things and or not read it. Actually, I can tolerate the manga a lot better.
Okay.
So I think I'm just going to do that, but now I'm going to have to make time to read mangas, because especially downloading them or finding somewhere to stream them off of,
yeah,
that gets pretty difficult.
It's getting more and more difficult to do
yeah,
that.
Especially, you know, whenever I don't want to pay, you know, a subscription for something.
Yeah.
Or, you know.
Well, it's harder whenever they're licensed here. If they're not licensed here, then it's no big deal, because anybody can just, basically, since nobody's...
Yeah, they can just do a fan sub or whatever.
Yeah, since nobody's, like, authorized to do it, it means anybody can do it.
Yeah, but technically, even now, I think, what is it, Bleach is still ongoing, and I can still go to, like, well, no, I have to actually look for
licensed.
A server. Yeah, but I have to actually look for a specific server to find it.
Yeah.
And it's usually an offshore server somewhere, you know, in Switzerland.
Like I said, it's because
like
it's because it's licensed.
Yeah, yeah, I understand that.
So now someone in America is like, hey, you can't be stealing my stuff. I paid for that stuff.
Hey. Why don't they just, whatever.
Why don't they just what?
Just I want my free stuff. It's free. Yeah, it should be for everybody.
I'm just saying, how do you expect the manga companies to make any money and to produce these things and pay the author? And
hey, I'll start paying whenever they start doing less fan service and, you know, all these little super cutesy crap. That's really
there's fan service in manga too?
Very few. Not as bad, but there is some fan service.
How do you show jiggling boobs in manga?
Trust me, they found a way. Okay. And I'm pretty sure the little...
Is it just,
you know,
little movement lines?
Yeah, like little movement lines.
Like stink signs?
Yeah.
Like stink lines?
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, this is stinky. Green line. Green, or green just line. Squiggly line, line up and down. Vertical squiggly
it's
line.
It's implied that this
yeah.
is green.
Oh, okay.
It's implied that these are jiggling.
Oh, I see.
Whatever. Or like whenever, you know, one of the first times I read Dragon Ball and I was going through there, you see Goku going in there. It's like, no balls. Panties off. Ah! That was actually kind of...
Oh, yeah, in Dragon Ball? Yeah.
I think they even actually had an episode in there, and then you're just like, really?
Yeah, like, that's a famous episode.
Is that the first episode?
No, it's a famous episode.
I know, but it surprised the hell out of me because I was not expecting that from Dragon Ball at all.
For real.
And I was just like, you know, it just caught me off guard. I mean, it's funny.
For real.
You know, but it's also, you know, like you said, it actually, you know, advances the plot because Goku has never met a female before in his entire life.
It was just him and his grandpa. Time.
Yeah. And then on top of that, you know, it's not like he's sitting there being a pervert. He's just confused.
He's a little boy. He's like, hey, what's this? That's not right.
Exactly. So, you know, like you said, it actually helps.
It's just a confused little alien boy sent to destroy the world and take over. I mean, everybody can relate with that.
Yeah, of course, you know. Because we're all aliens or something. I don't know. Okay, whatever. Oh, so I started watching, what is it called? Parasites?
Oh, yeah.
And that's actually pretty good.
I mean, told you.
Within the first, like, 5 seconds, the guy walks up to this girl, and you're like, what's going on? All of a sudden, his head splits over in freaking Resident Evil style. And then
eats him.
Eats the head right down there. And you're like, Jesus Christ, this is going to be a good anime.
It's
like,
good.
It's already.
What episode are you on?
I think I'm on episode 8.
What happened in episode 8?
He's trying to find his father's attacker.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I already saw that. His dad and mom went to that island.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
That's where I'm at. And it's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, the story is pretty good. Some of the characters, unfortunately, are kind of generic, but it's okay. I forgive it just because the plot's unique.
My favorite guy is the guy who has the parasite on his chin.
Oh, I haven't gotten there yet.
Oh.
But I'm assuming there's a Ching Ball guy or something. He's a Chingillian or something.
Yeah.
I'm going to call him Chinchilla.
I like it because the manga, I think the manga is a Kurosawa. It's an artist that I know. Mm-hmm. And it's a horror art. It's a horror genre.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually tried reading it, two or three years back. I got decent. Mm-hmm. Far into it, and I really liked it, so okay. I'm surprised.
Oh, so you've actually read this before you watched
it? Yeah. That's one of the few times that's happened.
Right? Usually you watch it, and then you start reading it. That's usually what happens to me now.
Yeah. So I read it, I was like, oh, this is pretty good, and when I saw it on Crunchyroll, I was like, this is awesome! Finally!
I think I accidentally added it to my list, and I think you're the one that started watching it, because I remember adding it, but I don't remember actually getting around to it.
Yeah.
I actually enjoyed it. I like I said, I literally went through like 5 episodes in one day.
I like how the little I like how Migi argues with. I like the conflict that Migi and the main character. I don't know what his name is.
Already, I'm not gonna lie.
But I
understand. No arm.
I like how he's trying to decide if the parasite is on his side. Or he's not, and he can't grasp the fact that the parasite doesn't only cares because he needs you to be alive so that he can live. He keeps thinking it's his friend, and this thing has like no emotion. The only thing he cares about is its survival.
Yeah.
And I like how sometimes it's in his favor, sometimes it's not in his favor.
Oh yeah, like especially whenever when his mom finally came back, and Migi obviously knew that that's not your mom. This is not your mom. Dude, put the knife down. And this dude has the knife straight to Miggy's
heart.
Heart or heart. I don't know. I'm not sure what it is. But he's like, and then finally he gets stabbed, and Miggy's all like, fuck.
Now I gotta
fix this guy. And, you know, I have to do something. Because obviously, you know, he doesn't know this is going to succeed. So he just climbs into his chest.
He repairs his heart.
Yeah, to try to repair his heart. And that point, it's like, I think something happened to Migi. I was reading.
So I'll tell you what happened. So, because Migi is. Do you remember Thing? Do you remember Thing? The movie Thing?
Yeah. I remember.
Okay, so no matter how many times it gets chopped up, it's always going to come back together because all the parts are individual.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, but they can all communicate.
Okay.
Okay, so when Migi goes into his heart, he has to separate himself into such tiny parts.
Mm-hmm.
that they can no longer communicate with each other, because the smaller the part is, the more, or actually the less brain power it takes with it. Because every time he divides himself, he loses part of his brain power, because it's a collective mind.
Oh, okay.
So the more parts he loses of himself, the dumber he gets. And later on, you find out that he lost like 25% of his brain power because he was trying to save him. And now all the pieces that he shaved off to revive
his heart, I'm guessing,
his heart
and his chest, close up his chest,
he can't get them back because they're so small that he can't communicate with them.
Yeah, because I was reading,
and that's why he's like all badass now. All of a sudden, he doesn't need glasses, and
yeah, because I started seeing that he was starting to change, because he would try to put on his glasses and like, hey, I can't see with these. He throws them off, and then I think it was showing that Miggy himself was like, I used to only have to sleep for 4 hours or 6 hours, and I could actually still feel like whenever another of his time was, you know, one of his time was near around, or whatever other reason. But now, you know, he's saying, for these 6 hours, I can't help you at all.
Yeah. And it seems like it's just sporadic. He doesn't even, he's like a baby that doesn't have a sleep cycle. Because it'll be like the middle of the day, he's like, I have to go to sleep now. Bye. Yeah. Why can't he just be like, hey, you're going to sleep? I'm going to sleep.
Well, that's the problem. Well, no. Somebody has to stay guard. If one of them goes to sleep, obviously, because they can, obviously they can sense him, but he can't sense the other one anymore. So I'm assuming, well, you know, the human host has to sleep, then he should be awake.
What's the point, though?
Because at least one of them is standing guard, at least.
I guess. But if he can't help him anyway.
Miggy can, you know, he could still try to wake him up. Like, he can, like, go up to his face and slap him around. Like, bitch, wake up. Dude, we're in trouble. And, you know, he might be half awake, but at least, you know, being half awake is better than, you know, just being one arm like this and, you know, fighting.
I guess, Robert, you and your stupid logic.
Oh, yeah. And on top of that, you know, he could still run. Because obviously, whenever after he did that performance, he was like super fast runner and he could jump really high. So the last episode I saw, I remember, is like he was going to meet somebody because he thought he finally found his parents' attacker or his mother's killer.
Yes.
You know, you're already past that.
Chinball guy.
Is that what he's
going to meet? He's going to meet Chinball.
Okay, so that's where I'm at. But like I said, you know, 8 episodes in, I'm not going to stop watching this.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I got to, I think, episode 19, and then they didn't have any more. So then I like to watch, like, whenever I watch them, I like to watch them in series, like a big chunk of them.
Yeah, that's usually what I'll do. If I see something barely brand new, but it looks like it's going to be interesting, I let the episodes start piling up. Like, right now, I'm still waiting for Durarara to pile up.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so I have not watched anything since it started. Well, when did it start streaming? In January,
yes,
I think.
Yes.
So it's been only been 3 months, and I'm not sure if they're doing it like weekly, bi-weekly, or how they're showing it. Because once I remember, I'm not sure if it was a month ago, I looked, there was only like maybe 4 episodes that just came out. I was like, dude.
Dang, that's really inconsistent.
Yeah, so I was like, dude, I thought these things came out usually weekly, but I guess this one is a different type where I guess they're taking more time to do it.
Like manga, like some manga come out bi-weekly, weekly, or monthly.
Usually it's monthly. Like Claymore just finished last November.
I watched Claymore in high school.
Yeah, but the manga actually finished last November.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and it was a nice ending. It wasn't the ending that I wanted. It didn't. It left a lot of questions open.
They always do that. It pisses me off sometimes.
Yeah. But like I said, I read it. I thought it was a good ending. I got excited whenever I saw one of the characters that was killed off returned. And
spoiler, you just ruined it for everybody.
Well, I said one character that
everybody knows who you're talking about.
Oh, probably. I hope not, but probably. But like I said, it's been 4 months. People should have read it by now, or the real true fan should have read it. If you're one of those, and if you just found about it, shame on you. Shame on you for just barely finding out about Claymore. What's wrong with you? No, bad person. Another one that's actually pretty good is Berserk. I'm not sure if you've ever heard about
it. I have, and is it on Crunchyroll?
No. Actually, I think
it's on Funimation.
That's one of those where, no, not even. I think it's one of those that still you have to go, you know, go to like anime
old season school or, where you had to try to find it online.
Yeah. Because I'm not sure if it hasn't been picked up. Kind of like Elfen Lied. Nobody is actually officially
trying to find it. Netflix.
No, I'm not saying the manga. Nobody's ever officially translated the manga.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, they do have the Netflix, and I actually own the Blu-ray, so I don't really care.
Oh, yeah. I know you bought it at Akon last year.
Yeah. And even though I couldn't find it, I still found Code Geass, and I was like, yes. But I only found it in DVD format. I wanted to get it in Blu-ray, yeah. But I was like, I'll take DVD, I guess.
You know what I can't find that I bought last year at Akon?
What?
I can't find my Ghost in the Shell, and I can't find my...
Which one? I think there's more than one Ghost in the Shell, isn't there? There's like a series.
My original, the original Ghost in the Shell. I have my Ghost in the Shell 2.0 that I hate. I don't like that one.
What about Standalone Complex? I think that's one of them, right?
Yeah, that's a series.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, because I think the other ones were just like one shot movies.
They have like a mini series going on right now where it's like Ghost in the Shell, Rehab, Aftermath. I don't know, yeah. There's like four of them that take place after the war, after World War III in the timeline, and I think it's before I can't remember her name, Naomi. No, the main character.
Obviously, we're just gonna go with that.
I think she's younger. I think she's younger because she looks different. Yeah. Okay. Well, it looks like we're out of time. We've been talking for a long time.
Yeah. Well, but also, you know, we have all that extra time, so I think we're gonna about to break even, anyways.
Okay.
Anyway, so guys, it's been fun chatting with you. I guess
there's something. Yeah. We're out of time. Join us next week. We do have a Facebook page. Like us on Facebook. It's We Watch Anime. We have a Twitter. It's @.
We do?
Yeah, we have a Twitter. I thought I told you. I sent you a big email about all the things that we have.
Yeah, well, obviously I haven't gotten around.
Apparently. We have a Twitter account. It's @ We Watch Anime. Our Yahoo, our email is wewatchanime@yahoo.com. Sorry about the mix-up last week. It's wewatchanime@yahoo.com.
So it's not Gmail. It's Yahoo. Yahoo.
Correct. It's Yahoo. And we have a website. It's wewatchanime.wordpress.com. And hopefully one of these days it'll just be wewatchanime.com. But
hopefully. We'll get there eventually. You know, we'll get the money somehow.
Yeah, somehow. we'll get some money and make that a full regular webpage. But feel free to email us, tweet us. Or make comments on our Facebook page. We'll answer any questions you have, or read your comments if you disagree with us about anything.
That's great. We would love to have a nice little conversation.
Tell me I'm wrong, because I know that I'm right. And if you can convince me that I'm wrong, you got some power, because nobody ever convinces me that I'm wrong.
I do.
Shut up, Robert. Oh, God, I hate you.
Anyways, all right, guys. We'll see you next week, man. Go out there and watch some anime.
Go watch some anime.